He's already been dead and it's messed with his head. It's John's post-life crisis.
Welcome to John's post-life crisis. I am your host, John Johnston, founder, manager of CornNation.com, your Nebraska Cornhuskers site. Way more fun now that it's football season. By the time you actually hear this, there's football. And we're looking forward to a great season in Nebraska. Today we have Jason Kirk, who is managing editor of a new website called Banner Society. Jason, how are you doing?
Hey, John. I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing today?
It's football season.
Yeah.
There's an extra jump and there's an extra happiness. At least it is for me. I feel like I made it through another off season. And this is my 13th year at Corn Nation. That's a long time.
That is quite a while on the, is quite a while in internet years. Yeah. I'm right around there myself at this point. Yeah. This time of year, it's, the sky is full of balloons. There's Runza in the air. There's
very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
I got the food references down.
Yes, you do. So Banner Society, there's a new website called Banner Society. Why does it have this name?
Well, there's a lot of routes to that explanation. One being that very, very many names are taken. So you kind of got to get a little bit off the wall, right? Like trying to name anything, particularly a website in the year, particularly any kind of internet presence in the year 2019, somebody probably thought of it, 25 years ago. So you got to get a little creative, and we sort of, threw around a bunch of words we liked and then tried to find ways to sort of mash them together, see what clicked, put it to a vote, stuff like that. And we all decided we liked the word banner, very college football word, from you can claim a title banner to, you can pay student athletes, and now the NCAA is a banner of you. That's a little bit of a stretch, but we wanted the thing to be largely about community, whether it's on our site, Twitter, Reddit, podcast communities, sort of similar to a site like Corn Nation in that respect. So that's sort of how those two words got together, and eventually you can debate a name for, you can debate a name for months and months and months, or you can say, yep, sure, good enough, let's go.
I keep thinking that I'm going to go out and buy myself a website, and I've spent hours researching website names, and I get what you're saying. It's because I want to write other things than just Cornation, but it's terrible to try to find these things.
Yeah,
like you said.
Yeah, you got to get creative. You got to do something that you almost literally have to do something that nobody has ever even thought of before. It's like coming up with a password or a captcha or something. Basically, any series of words you put on the internet have to be completely original thoughts, in the history of humanity, which kind of a high bar, but it's just another another fascinating thing about trying to do anything online at this point in history is, just about everything's been done. So whether it's a name or anything else, you got to find a little way to be different.
It's hard. Okay. So you guys took everybody that was writing on the SB Nation site and moved them over to Banner Society. Why is that? I mean,
we took a large group of college football writers from SBNation.com and kind of elsewhere. Bud Elliott had been, a lot of his work had been at Tomahawk Nation, SB Nation's FSU site, and he'd done a lot with the team sites as well. And Spencer, and in the past, Ryan Nanny and Holly Anderson had done a lot of work at EDSBS, which, a separate site there that had sort of run its course. So that that time and that production comes over as well. And a few of us in the group have had various, you know, various connections to team sites before. So I guess sort of the way I look at it is it's not exactly just part of SBNation.com that slid over. You know, it's lots of ties all throughout the network that sort of consolidated into one place, if that makes any sense. But yeah, this feel great about this group.
Let's read Alex Kirshner, Brian Floyd, Bud Elliott, Holly Anderson, Jason Kirk, that's you, Richard Johnson, Ryan Nanny, Spencer Hall, and Stephen Godfrey. Are you guys trying to take on The Athletic?
Well, we are free. We are a free website. You don't have to pay us money to read our content, to interact with it, to listen to our stuff, anything like that. So, you know, that would be a distinguishing factor there. It's funny, like, I honestly don't look at what we're doing and think, oh, we are taking on X, Y, or Z. You know, it's let's try to make the best thing we can make. You know, there's a lot of good coverage of the sport out there. We want to do it sort of our way that stands apart, a way that's sort of lasting. You know, I think that's sort of a contrast with the way a lot of the sports internet has worked for a long time, you know, where it's tons of intense day-to-day coverage that you will forget about 24 hours from now. And that's certainly no shot to any particular outlet. You know, that's just the way the internet works. And we want to try to find ways to do stuff that's, you know, whether it's related to the news of the day, that has a little bit more of a long tail to it, you know.
I'll be blunt.
Yeah.
Over the 13 years that I've been with SB Nation, when we started this thing, we were all crazy people. We were like, oh my God, the newspapers are horrible, and these people that write for a living are terrible, moronic people. And over those 13 years, I mean, it's I'm an old person, right? And Do you feel like the craziness is kind of gone out of it, and we're trying to be more, I don't know, normal, more professional? Is that what you guys are doing? I mean, because I want to know.
Well, I kind of get what you're saying. And in a way, my answer would be that no, we are not trying to be more normal. I think something like this, where it can be a brand specifically about America's weirdest sport, you know, inherently you can't do that right and have it be, you know, buttoned up or buttoned down, whichever direction. You can't properly cover college football and do it in a totally sober, serene, like the sport has been insane for nearly two centuries. If you want to do it justice, you know, you can't veer toward normal. you know, at the same time,
do you think that people actually understand that when they look at their team?
At their own team?
Yes.
I think when you look at your own team, you know, I think people are more likely to say, you know, well, oh, this coach will improve by 10% from the year prior, because that's what coaches do. All our upperclassmen will be 25% better, you know. And then they look at the other 1,000 teams in the country and say, ah, those teams, that's where all the chaos will happen. I've already got all our wins picked out, you know. I think a lot of fans do that.
Even Nebraska fans, I think we are the greatest college football fans.
Yeah, ever. Nebraska fans noted for a high level of reason and tolerance and patience, for seeing a season that falls maybe half a game short of expectations and saying, that's okay, that is fine. There's nothing to panic about. We will give this coach a chance again next year. And if we get the same result next year, that's fine too.
Oh my God. Okay, let's go back to Banner Society for a moment, because we're not ready to go into Nebraska yet. You're hurting me already.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Okay, so what I've seen from Banner Society is you're doing Reddit and you're doing, you know, you have two podcasts, Happen and Shut Down Fullcast, and then you're doing Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitch, right?
That's right.
Is that right? And what the hell is all this stuff?
Well, we've sort of found that, you know, wherever college football fans are on the internet, if we have interest and aptitude, we want to be there as well. There are college football fans on Facebook, but we do not want to be on Facebook, right? Like, no one actually wants to be on Facebook, right?
It's terrible.
But let's be everywhere else. You know, like, we have Holly has been leading, you know, our Instagram page, because Holly likes Instagram, you know, and our Instagram page is great. Spencer Hall and Bud Elliott have been mostly leading our Twitch effort, you know, and like, they're good talkers and they can communicate with an audience. And we plan to do a lot more stuff on Twitch, probably even a lot, you know, a lot more stuff that Twitch is actually designed for. A lot of people have been asking about, like, you know, a Red Dead Redemption play along or NCAA 14 play along. And like, you know, yeah, we're definitely thinking about those things. But yeah, we want the thing to be a community that extends beyond just a comment section. And I think, you know, a site like Coronation, you know, I think y'all get this too, right? Like, you want a podcast community, you want a Twitter community, right?
I don't want a Facebook community. My God, I went out there yesterday and I posted this, you know, I thought, okay, we could build a community on Facebook that's kind of similar to Coronation. And I went out there like 2 days ago and I posted this comment about, I don't even know, I remember what it is, like alternative uniforms or the black shirts. That's what it was. Uh-huh. Yeah, we hand out the black shirts. And my God, this is a religious moment for Nebraska fans. And it got 100, last I checked, it was at 100 comments. And there were a lot of comments like, what idiot said this? And what moron are you? You're the stupidest. You know, when Facebook is terrible. God. But TikTok. I know what TikTok is because I have adult children living in my house. Explain why you would be on TikTok, for God's sakes. I literally went. They're on TikTok. Why?
So that one, I do not have the TikTok app on my phone. I'm slightly over the age threshold for that one, but you know, it's a place where people like to see funny, weird stuff. I've gathered that much. And our sport produces funny, weird stuff. You know, so I think that's sort of an example of one way in which, like, we want there to be a spirit of experimentation. You know, so. Something like that, it's kind of a good place to just try stuff, just put something weird up, you know, see what people think of it. Maybe that can sort of inform things you're doing for other platforms as well. I say all that to say, yes, we will definitely have a song produced by TikTok virality that will win a Grammy next year. That's definitely
and Twitch. I have literally everybody moved home. All three of my adult children. One of them brought his girlfriend and her 8-year-old daughter. So my house is completely full of people. My daughter always says that I should start a Twitch account to stream games because I scream at the TV so much. Why would somebody be on Twitch?
It's a really cool platform. Like, it's really simple to use. It's a good way to broadcast to a bunch of people without a lot of difficulty and strings attached, right? Like there are several ways to do this. You know, Twitter has one. You could do Facebook Live, but as noted, Facebook is terrible. Twitch is sort of just a good central place to put all that stuff, I think we've found. And it kind of leans toward weird, right? Like people use it to air video games. Like, you're already going to Twitch for like niche type stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't go to Twitch.
It's okay. I know you're on there watching your Fortnite.
Oh my God. You know, the problem with me, and I like video games. I'm trying to play what is it? Star Wars Battlefront lately, and I'm so slow. I am literally the, you know, my hands don't work as well as they. Okay, I've always been
So
slow.
you're Yoda, right? So you're just Yoda.
Pretty much. I'm crusty and old, and yes, a small green toad, apparently. But you know, they've always said you should be the old guy on Twitch because you yell at the games, and I swear a lot. They, you know, here's the thing about kids. You should always teach your kids swear words.
You think so?
When like the wife will come to you and go, "Well, where'd he hear that? From me. What do you think he heard it from? Rap music or some guy down the street?" You know what I mean? It heard from me. That's where we get this. Come on.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prop G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Kara Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're gonna make up. I think we're gonna go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from blue flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. Not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday, and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right, the Prop G Pod is in your feeds 4 times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
All right. What else we got on? Let's talk a little bit about the different writers. I listed them earlier, Alex, Brian, Bud, Holly. What do they bring to the table? This sounds like an Avengers. You know what I mean? You have the
Sure.
Avengers. Are you Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, we're probably more of a Guardians. That's definitely more of a. I think we have, more of like a Dirty Dozen, Motley Crue type vibe, right? Like, random oddballs assembled from throughout the galaxy is at least what we're going for. But yeah, I mean, I like this group because everybody does something a little bit different. Everybody has a little bit different expertise, whether it's content or, you know, background aptitude or what have you. You know, like with Bud, you're getting someone who knows recruiting a lot, who knows gambling a lot. You know, Richard is somebody who can explain how a play breaks down, how a coaching hire works, stuff like that. Godfrey, of course, has tons of coaching connections. You know, Alex is really good at, he'll go do a piece of like, you know, really niche journalism and do it to an extent where it's like, okay, I now know every single thing I could possibly know about how this, you know, fake punt works. You know, and Spencer, of course, has long been regarded as probably the best college football writer. You know, Holly and Ryan and Floyd are people who, while they might not write all that much, you know, they still have a lot of skills that people should know are there, even if you don't see direct written evidence all the time. And then, of course, we also have, you know, everybody contributing to podcasts on top of this. I don't think I forgot anyone. I'm going to feel very bad if I
You
did.
forgot you. Are you the raccoon?
Oh, I would love to be considered the Rocket. I think I might be more the Drax, but if I could be upgraded to Rocket, that would be fine.
I love the raccoon. But you're right, Drax is pretty good. Okay. Nebraska. Let's talk about Nebraska from your perspective. When we look at Nebraska, we come off 2-4-8 seasons. What we're doing right now is this is the weirdest off season I've ever seen in my life. And you know, I've mentioned that I've written for Corn Nation for 13 years now, but I've been a Nebraska fan since I was born. This is the first off season that we've had in which the national people think more of us than we do ourselves, and it's bizarre. So what do you take from that? What do you think about Nebraska?
So
terms of football, I don't mean the state that is boring to drive down.
The state's fine. I think that the general area of the country gets a bad rap, but I think it's fine. I mean, Nebraska is fascinating to me. Probably the most interesting team in the country in some ways. Just because, you know, like you said, and like your listeners are very familiar with, there's this narrative. There's, you know, Scott Frost coming home, blah, blah, blah. Then there's also what he did at UCF. First year wasn't that good. Second year was very good. So, like, it's funny. It's almost like as soon as he was hired, we say, okay, here's how the next 2 years are going to go, right? First year is going to be bad. Second year is going to be great. And, well, he has certainly delivered on the bad part. So what does that mean going forward? And I think even during last year, there were lots of points where you could look and say, like, hey, this team is a lot better than its record. Played well enough to beat Colorado, played well enough to beat Northwestern, Ohio State, and probably Iowa as well. That's, even if you go with half of those, that's a bowl team. And that's totally, like, if that happens, everyone says, oh, impressive. So I think, to me, the starting point is thinking of this not as a 4-8 team for the purposes of expectations going forward, but thinking of this as a team of the quality that it actually demonstrated, thinking of this more like a 6-6 team. Once you have a 6-6 team, then getting to 8 or 9 wins doesn't sound that extreme. And I think looking at what comes back very young on offense, you know, highly talented at quarterback with Adrian Martinez. So I think if you did this past off season, if you did, you know, every college team can draft players who were on, you know, on rosters the year prior or whatever, he's probably a top 10 pick, right? You know, a freshman quarterback who was, you know, solid as a passer and can run, like, that's going to be one of the most valuable players in the country. So, like, I look at him coming back, the offense, I was really impressed with how young it is even going forward. Like, this, just looking at the starting lineup, this could have 5 returning starters for 2021, right? Like, not just next year with the number of sophomores and redshirt freshmen and all that. So, you know, and an experienced defense at least this year. So that's all the stuff that builds to, hey, this team could be really good. Plus the schedule. The schedule is not that tough, right? You know, Ohio State will always be
hard. It's not as nasty as it's been the last few years.
Yeah, when you can pull Maryland and Indiana from the East, okay, right, that's not so bad. And Ohio State, you get them at home, so maybe you have a shot. You know, maybe you have a shot at a nice upset. You know, trip to Minnesota could be tricky. Trip to Purdue could be tricky, but nothing really all that terrifying on the schedule. So all that stuff, you're like, okay, we might be talking about a 10-2 team. And then you look at the numbers. And this is, I think, part of the most interesting thing to me is, like, the narratives alone give you a lot to think about when it comes to Nebraska. But then the computers, which I think you have to sort of take into account, to cut through all that stuff, they don't have any idea what to make of Nebraska either. Like, I think Sagarin has Nebraska 21st in the country, right around where the polls are. Whereas other metrics that have performed at least as well against Vegas have Nebraska as low. There was one, I think it might be Pirate, that has Nebraska as low as 6th in the Big Ten West, like ahead of Illinois, and that's it. So that's the spectrum. That's a wide spectrum. I think the average in the Massey composite, which sort of piles together every computer and every poll, had Nebraska 45th in the country, which is quite a bit lower than I think I would rank Nebraska. But at the same time...
Here's the thing. I think that nobody knows, even... You know, I, you know, we study this at our website, obviously, and we don't know what to expect. I mean, it's the one season where you're looking at this and going, what's going to happen? You know, it's kind of like a really bad adventure movie. I don't know why I came up with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think for all those reasons, this is a team that's like, I think if you set the win total over under at exactly 9, I might say, like, if I had to take, you know, 9 or more or less than 9, I'd probably take 9 or more. Yeah, I wouldn't feel awesome about it. But if I had to take one of the two, you know, just the number of not that difficult looking games on the schedule, the likelihood that the team will improve, you know, be improved in week one and improve over the course of the season, considering the youth, considering Scott Frost's track record there, considering it's still a very young quarterback, and considering the offense is basically perfectly suited to him. You know, I would feel fine saying this team should be, you know, something like second or third in the West with a shot to win it, but the numbers don't agree. And that's the fascinating thing is like that. It sounds like a thing that's based entirely on hype to say Nebraska should be really good again, or at least, you know, competitive again or whatever. You know, that sounds like complete hype. Like you're just buying into the Scott Frost stuff and all that. And you see what was the story? There was a casino open in Iowa, and on like day two, a Husker fan dropped $100,000 on them winning the title or something like that. Like,
I did not see that.
Yeah. Just strolled across state line and threw down $100,000. And like, that's been going on all off season, which makes you second guess yourself, right? When you say like, oh, Nebraska, I think they can go 9-3. Then you look and you're like, all off, like back when the very first win totals came out back in March or April or May or whatever for the season, it was like, you know, 15 actual national title contenders and Nebraska just thrown in there because Husker fans wanted them in there and were willing to put money on it. The Heisman odds, right? Like the top 10 guys and then Adrian Martinez, who I think he's awesome. Could he win a Heisman as like a senior? Sure. This year? I really don't think so. You know, but he was in there strictly because of the hype and the buzz and the interest. So you look at that and you think like, okay, this team is being way overrated. But then you look again, you know, and I'm not so sure, but the numbers think they are. And then that's where you are. You just sort of bounce back and forth between all that all day long.
You were supposed to give me wisdom and tell me, you know what I mean? You were supposed to say, here's what's going to happen.
I basically said,
it's chaos.
Yeah. That's the good part. That's the great stuff. I mean, not for like your heart rate, but like that's the fun stuff. Like, I think I have on my board Nebraska either 8-4 or 9-3 in the, I believe, the Citrus Bowl. I'd have to check again against Florida.
Do you have us winning the West? Who'd you pick?
I'd have to check and count the numbers there. Maybe actually, maybe it would be. Either Iowa, I mean, you know, the West, the big mess. I'm not sure who I have with the most division wins there, but I do have you in the bowl against Florida, and you love those, right? Bowls against Florida.
Oh God, yes. It's as long as we win them. If we don't win them, then you know that whole state can get flooded by climate change.
Well, give it.
That's terrible.
Give it a few.
Give
minutes.
It 20 years. I picked Minnesota personally. I picked Minnesota to win the West because I don't think we're there yet. I look at Minnesota. I have a rotten son that goes to Minnesota, and but I look at us, and I think we're still a year away. We gave up 5 yards a carry last year in our defense, and I don't think you can just make a defense in 1 year. So. I don't know.
You should see. I mean, I think, yeah, defense is sort of could make or break the whole thing, but should be improved, right? Like it won't be awesome. It won't be black shirt grade again, but should be improved. And by the way, I think those are among the best uniforms in college football immediately. The new Adidas black and whites. I don't know how Facebook will feel about this. I might be banned from from whatever community, but those
Facebook Facebook is always angry.
This is awesome.
It's terrible. I mean, years ago we thought once if you got rid of the anonymous part of commenting, then everything would be fine. And it's not. Nobody cares if they're a jerk. They don't. Have you ever been to Lincoln?
No, have not. That would certainly be, if I had a, you know, top five places to get to, that would probably be in that list. Yeah.
Okay, so if we go back through the list of people, a Banner Society, have any of them been to Lincoln?
Holly has been everywhere.
Okay.
Spencer tried to go, I think, last year. I don't think Spencer has been. I can't recall if Godfrey has been, but he too has been everywhere. Alex and Richard are very young, so I doubt they have been. Ryan never goes to football games, so I doubt he's been. We make fun of him a lot because the games he goes to are like bowl games and Rutgers games.
What the hell is with the? He was the onion guy.
He was. So every time, basically every time he goes to a football game, you will see it on TV because he will be dressed as a ball mascot. He will be dressed as a large unhealthy food item.
Wow.
So if he shows up in Nebraska, you know, he'll be dressed as what's the cinnamon roll thing? Isn't there a cinnamon roll thing?
Yeah, that's a, in Nebraska, it's like the cinnamon roll in chili. Which
yeah.
Here's the thing. I anymore in the last 2-3 years, well, since I've been dead, I shoot. I go down on the field and I do photography, so I'm not up in the press box. And when I go up there, you know, it's halftime, and there's this long line of people trying to get food, and all I want is water. And so I don't get, you know what I mean? I don't get the cinnamon rolls and chili thing anyway, but yeah, it's just me.
That might be for the best. Like I think I'd try it once.
Yeah.
And sort of leave it at that.
Okay, are we done? Did we covered everything? Banner Society, you guys who are listening to this podcast should subscribe to the Pappin podcast, Ain't Played Nobody, and Shut Down Fullcast podcast. You should go look at Banner Society, because I think this group of writers that they've assembled is a pretty damn good. It's a good group. They didn't invite me, but, you know, whatever. Jason?
Oh, do you want to come run our Twitch channel?
That's terrifying. Hit me up when we get into the Big Ten schedule, and we'll see what happens. There will be a lot of swearing.
Perfect.
Or maybe not. Maybe it'll be, everything will be perfect for Nebraska, and I won't have to swear that much. But I can tell you that in the 2007 Bill Callahan season, or we're down to Oklahoma State 38-0 at halftime. My kids heard everything, and they were small. And, you know, and that's how it should be, I think. But, okay, we're going to end. Jason, thank you for coming on my show and talking about Banner Society in Nebraska. I want you guys to go check out Banner Society. That's it. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a good week, and by God, it's football season.